Hello, and welcome to the Web Certain Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Dana Damakis, and here are today's top stories. Research has revealed which country spends the most money online. Alipay and WeChat Pay processed almost $3 trillion US worth of transactions in 2016, and internet access has been restored in Cameroon, 3 months after it was deliberately shut down by the government. Research has revealed that Brits spend more money online than any other country. The average UK household spent the equivalent of $5,900 online in 2015, the highest amount of any country worldwide. In comparison, the average Norwegian household spent $5,400 and the average US household spent $4,500 online. The study suggested that the widespread use of debit and credit cards, as well as good delivery processes, were responsible for the high levels of online spending in the UK. Entertainment, takeaway orders, and financial services were popular categories for online spending in the country. In contrast, grocery shopping, as well as pubs, saw low levels of online shopping activity. The Chinese digital wallets Alipay and WeChat Pay processed $2.9 trillion worth of transactions in 2016, a massive 20-fold increase in just 4 years. Alipay and WeChat Pay are two of the biggest digital wallets in China, accounting for 63% of the online payments market in the country. Alipay is owned by the e-commerce company Alibaba, and WeChat Pay operates within the Chinese social network WeChat. The fact that they now account for almost $3 trillion worth of transactions shows how important e-commerce and social media have become in the country. Internet access has been restored in Cameroon, 3 months after it was deliberately shut down by the government in certain parts of the country. The internet has been cut off in English-speaking areas of the country in an attempt to curb anti-government protests, affecting around a fifth of Cameroon's 23 million strong population. The protest had been centered around the fact that the French language was being forcibly imposed on English-speaking regions, courtrooms, and schools. The internet was finally restored after the Cameroonian president ordered that internet access must be switched back on due to the fact that the shutdown had created serious communication and economic problems. Singaporeans are not feeling valued enough by global brands, according to research by ICLP. The data revealed that only 19% of consumers felt that global brands appreciated their loyalty, compared to 26% for local brands. This was despite the fact that Singaporeans actually expected global brands to demonstrate their appreciation more than local brands, presumably because of global brands' greater resources. The findings show that global brands need to up their game if they want their Singaporean customers to feel valued and remain loyal. A spokesperson from the research firm ICLP said, "International brands need to make better use of the data they are collecting from customers by finding ways to lend a personal touch to each customer and offering tailored promotions and services that lie within the appropriate context in the customer journey." And finally, the Russian search engine Yandex has developed a way to translate some of the world's rarest languages. Yandex Translate has developed a complex statistical model that understands rare languages by comparing their linguistic patterns with more common languages. It picks up on similarities in morphology, syntax, and vocabulary, and applies the rules of the similar, more common language to the rare language. This allows for more and better translations of the rare language, even if there is not a large amount of source text in this language. As well as helping to translate rare languages, Yandex hopes that the statistical model will also help linguists to gain a better understanding of the links between different languages. That's all from me today. Thanks for joining us, and be sure to check out our catch-up TV service to access our full database of in-depth interviews with global digital marketing professionals, news, how-to videos, and more. See you next time.